That's life.
Welcome back to That's Life, Man, hosted by your favorite couple, Tanner and...
I'm trying to sit far away from you so that I don't catch your voice in the mic also.
We always sit next to each other, though.
I know, but it's been a different setup in the past, so I'm just trying to make sure that this is proper. I don't even know why I have these headphones on.
Yeah, why do you?
All right, I just turned them off.
Can you hear yourself?
Huh? I couldn't hear myself anyways.
All right, guys, we took a little maternity leave. But
from,
we're back.
From the pod.
Yeah, we didn't from Instagram, even though we said that we were going to.
And this is not filmed today because we're still getting back into the swing of this.
Yeah, it's going to take us a minute to get back into the swing of things, but we are going to start filming it more.
I think one thing you guys have probably figured out with us is that, like...
We have excuses for everything.
We have excuses, but we also, like... We're in a lot of different areas, so trying to stay consistent in all of them is difficult. But we wanted to make sure that we bring this to you for those of you who enjoy it and just, you know, some nice, fun, light conversation.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to kind of chit-chat about things in longer form. We've talked about this before than just on Instagram where it's like 15-second stories.
Yeah, and Instagram is just, it's a different platform. This is like just a come and listen to us talk. This is just a open platform that we're just here kind of venting to each other a little bit. And then
if you don't follow us on Instagram, which I think everyone from the podcast probably does.
I doubt you've found the podcast without finding our Instagram.
It ain't that good.
It's just fun for us, honestly.
We had a baby 2.5 months ago.
Yes, and he's crying.
He's about to wake up, so if we have to cut this short, that is why. So let's like keep this short and effective because he is going to wake up any second now.
We talking about how life is with two kids?
How are you with two kids, baby?
This is tough.
It is tough.
It's hard. Two kids is hard. Two kids is very, very challenging. And I don't know if it's like an age gap thing or where our kids are in particular ages. Like maybe if your first one's like 7 or 8,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's a little bit different, or even like 18 months. I don't know what's harder, but to have a emotional three-nager with a
emotional
newborn, it gets hard, especially like the time of year that we're rolling into with business and different things and like trying to maintain some sort of a schedule while trying to like take care of two kids at the same time. This is hard. This is one of the harder things I've done.
For sure. And I think like it's hard for everyone, 1000%. But I also think that our dynamic of like our family and work is so unconventional, mm-hmm. but in the best way. So it's so hard on us because our two kids are home with us all the time. We work from home. We work together. There is no separation of work and parenting and marriage and housekeeping. Like there's no delineation. It's
all mixed together.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing.
Right.
And we're very grateful for it. But at the same time, there are things that are blessings that can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're grateful that we have the chance to be here with the kids and be with them as they grow up. But it's like you just said, everything is mixed together. So you don't have a specific time for work. You don't have a specific time to clean the house. You don't have a specific time to be with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so freaking hard.
Yeah, for sure. And Jagger's sick right now. So somebody warned me that the second would be sick all the time for like the first year of their life because your toddler is going to bring so many sicknesses. And like versus when Xander was a baby.
Yeah.
No one was bringing sicknesses to the house.
We didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, because he was a COVID baby.
Yeah, so he didn't really get out as much. But just with this dynamic, it's just harder to... Even you and I, we've had like hard days
mm-hmm.
in our relationship
just mm-hmm.
trying to get by.
Yeah, and that's everyone. You know, whenever in the middle... It's not even that we argue in the middle of the night.
No, it's not the night.
With Xander, we were arguing in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Now with Jagger, it's during the work day.
during the work day or anytime like something with work needs to get done and then
it goes wrong.
It goes wrong or it mixes in with something else.
And like, then one of the kids need us.
One of us is playing work while the other one is playing parent. It's mm-hmm. just, gosh, it's tough. It's the situations that come up and the tension. That's the other hard part.
And Jagger doesn't take long naps ever.
Yeah, I just put him down so we could record this podcast. And
has he not been asleep for a while, though?
He was asleep on me for maybe 10 minutes.
And then so he's been in his crib for a while then.
It took him a little bit to fall asleep. That's the other part. What? Because he drank his bottle.
Oh.
I like that I'm updating you on the podcast of how
well, because he went down. Y'all been upstairs for a long time. I thought this whole time he was asleep.
Not the whole time.
Okay, then that means when he wakes up in just a second, he needs to do like the rest of his nap as a contact nap.
I can do that.
Or I can.
I love a contact nap.
I'm just saying because he's going to be overtired from.
I can't see the monitor. Is it wiggling?
He's definitely uncomfy. He's definitely wiggling around.
So like, I don't want this to all be negative. So tell the people what we talked about this the other day, and I thought it'd be a good thing to share. What you can do to limit expectations going into this.
So I think the hardest times, the hardest days are when I expect, let me start this over. I used to have this expectation that I was supposed to have time for myself every single day. That I was supposed to be able to, you know, go for a walk mm-hmm. or something for myself every day. And so when that didn't happen, I was really upset and it would, and he's waking up. It would totally ruin my day. When I finally came to the realization that this is not the phase of life where I'm, should we just
put the mic up to this?
I wish y'all could see his little face. He's so freaking cute, though. Even whenever he's upset, I'm just like, dude, you're so cute.
I know. I just wish he'd go to sleep.
I know. It's like, I can't even be mad at him, but he's sick. So.
There he goes. You know, like you said, the expectation. We had an expectation today that we would get work done.
Let's pause it here.
And then come back.
And then he might play on his little footy thing. Did he drink a full baba?
Almost.
Okay. All right. Pause. We'll be right back.
Okay. We back.
All right. Settled, baby. Here we go.
Getting back into the groove of things.
So what was I saying? I was saying expectation. When I came to the realization that I was not going to have time for myself, hardly any. If I do get time for myself, it's great and it's a bonus, but I don't expect it because when I was expecting it, I was miserable.
Yeah. If you go in and you're trying to fight for when am I going to have time to do what I want, mm-hmm. it's like you're just going to be set up for failure.
Yeah, we don't even have time to do the things that we need to do.
No, I mean, the laundry is never done.
Never.
The house isn't, I don't want to say the house is never cleaned because we do the dishes every night, but it's like those things that you just can't get to. I swear I've had a tree stand sitting on the front porch for how long now?
A week.
Yeah.
Get it off, son.
On the front porch. Just
how
on
many
the front
times
porch.
Have I said, please get that tree stand off of my front porch?
I just want to finish it. I just want to finish it. But it's like you just don't get the chance. This is the thing about having kids. It's the ultimate sacrifice mm-hmm. of yourself. Mm-hmm. People talk about it all the time. But you don't understand it until you are in it.
Yeah.
Somebody can tell you as much as they want about it's not about you anymore. It's about the kid. It's... You know, your life is their life. But until you're in it, mm-hmm. and especially with two, you don't understand how deep that really is and how much that means. Like, you are lucky to have any time to yourself.
Isn't it funny, though, how we thought one kid was hard?
Oh, I was just telling Tanner this yesterday. I was like, imagine going back to just having one kid.
It's funny.
It seems so easy.
Well, you don't know till you know.
Yeah.
So now when I think back to like any time I would think, man, this is so difficult with Xander.
Oh my gosh.
And now when we only have one kid, if one is with grandma or whatever, it is so freaking easy.
It's crazy. It's crazy how when life becomes more difficult, what was difficult before becomes easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
like
so crazy.
Once you get to another level and you have to step up and like be better with two, mm-hmm. it's like, man, one really wasn't that bad.
By the way, I need you to call and cancel the chiropractor. We can't drive up there today. Did you forget about it?
I did forget.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Since we're going on Thursday.
We go to the chiropractor often, so yeah.
Well, the kids need it.
We'll go later this week.
We don't even go for us.
But here we go again. It's the same thing. It's like, we go to the chiropractor twice a week, and we don't even get adjusted.
No, it's for the kids.
I sit there sometimes and I watch them like press on Z's back and neck and I just like feel it. I'm like, oh,
that feels good.
I'm like, that feels good. I can tell.
But because we love them so much and so hard, we could easily make our life easier if we let Z have all the amount of screen time that he wanted.
Sure.
Or if there are certain things that we could do that would make our life easier, but aren't good for the kids. So that's, we're putting them first.
It's like one of the punishments that we have for Xander is like taking away screen time, mm-hmm. taking away TV.
Well, you have to earn it.
That does not make it easier on us.
Right. It's punishment for me.
Like, dude, I don't want to take away your TV time. Mm-hmm. I want you to be able to stay here for 30 minutes and where I can like
do something
or do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I want that. I want to be able to cuddle you for 30 minutes when you're still.
But that is the one thing, though, that he really, like, enjoys. So that's what you have to take away when he's not listening.
Yeah. It's like restrictions that we had when we were kids.
Yes.
You know, whatever it may be. Like,
you got your cell phone taken away.
Yeah. My brother loved reading books. And my mom would take books away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, that's what he enjoyed. So you got to find like what they enjoy.
You got to hit him where it hurts.
Yeah, the books. And so that changes as you get older, as the kids grow up. But just like right now with two, it's the ultimate sacrifice. And I don't want to scare anybody from having kids, but like you just got to, you can't go in with the expectation. And this isn't everybody's story. Some mm-mm. people will have kids that are, it's easier. Some will have harder.
Yeah, because I'm going to be 1,000% transparent. Xander is... He's a hard kid.
Yeah, and he's almost more difficult since having Jagger.
Oh, of course he is. He's adjusting.
Which was expected. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like you don't know until you get into it. And now, go ahead.
I was going to say, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, dang, it could not get harder than this with Xander. Like it absolutely couldn't get harder than this. And then he hit this new level that I'm not going to go into detail about because...
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
Yeah.
But he hit this new level like a week ago or whatever. And I'm just like, dang, son. I thought it couldn't get harder. And here we are. I've been on the verge of tears every day.
Now, he's my favorite guy in the world.
Totally.
And
best guy ever.
Love him more than anything. I wouldn't change a thing about him.
Heck no.
There are things that drive me up the wall, but I wouldn't change them.
Right. Because it makes him.
And I know these things will change as mm-hmm. he gets older. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that our parents were like, as kids, were like, man, this right here, this part is harder. This part is harder. I'm sure every parent feels that way. But it's just, he is a lot, which we've talked about before.
But he's strong-willed.
It is all traits that when he gets older, I will be proud of him for having.
But sometimes whenever I see this characteristic in him, that's very much you can't tell him what to do. Sometimes it hits me.
That's you?
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
In a child form.
That's you, yeah.
Because I can't be told what to do.
The only reason that we are, not the only reason, the main reason we are in the jobs that we are right now is because Tanner couldn't have a boss.
I couldn't.
Not that she had bad bosses in the past, but she couldn't have one.
No, it didn't matter if they were the best person in the entire world that I loved and adored and looked up to. I can't have a boss.
Yeah.
I would, let's say Instagram fell, let social media fell to the ground. I would, seriously, I would mow people's yards before I went back to a desk job having a boss.
You don't even mow our yard.
No, but that's what I'm telling you is that's how...
Could you even start the mower?
Yeah, actually, I have done it by myself.
Oh, the battery's unhooked. Could you hook it up?
No, but that's why I married you.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's just... It's all traits, and I'm interested to see if Jagger picks them up as well, but it's all traits that like I love him for, and I love that he has them. It's just hard right now, but... All things will pass.
Yeah.
It's all fleeting.
No, but seriously, like the traits he has right now will be so great as an adult, and him with a, like his ethic of work and determination and all he's of
gonna,
those things.
He's always going to push the limits.
Always, which is a good thing.
Push the boundaries, which is good. I don't think that he will be like a great follow the rules employee.
Nope.
I think he will be one that is innovative and creative and looks to find like the new thing.
Yep.
And I just, that's great. I mean, it's something that I, like he gets that from you.
He does.
I'm a much better employee than you.
Yes.
But I've had to be pushed to be a little bit more on that side just because of the line of work that we're in.
I feel like I push you.
Yeah.
On the daily.
Yeah, absolutely. To be, just do more of that, be more creative. I don't want to say less analytic because there's a big part of my job that is the analytics.
That we need, yeah.
He's definitely going to be a, like, he's going to be having conversations with people. That's going to be his work. He's going to be doing something, communicating, sales, leading something.
I've told you this, unpopular opinion. If he wants to go to college, that's great. If that's something he wants to do. But if he doesn't, I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to say, okay, I mean, you have to find something to do work-wise.
Yeah.
But am I glad I got my degree?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No. I mean,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I have a degree.
Yeah, you're glad you got your degree. It also helped you get the jobs that led you to where you are.
No.
Yeah, it did. Because your first job was with the university you graduated from. That you wouldn't have gotten a job there if you didn't have that degree. And then your second job, one of the qualifications was a degree.
No, I got my second job because I started my own blog and built it by myself.
But there are still qualifications.
There wasn't a degree qualification for that job.
You'd have to double check.
Text Cece right now and ask her, why did you hire me for that job?
We're going to have to bleep that. You can't throw somebody's name out there like that.
Oh.
Yeah, take that out, Talon. Just the part about Cece. But there, like, your degree helped lead to where you are. So you, there's part of it like...
Okay, let me take back what I said. I'm not mad that I got my degree. I'm glad I have my degree because it's said and done. And I love the University of Florida, so I'm really proud.
Sorry.
Go Gators. I'm really proud of that degree. And I had a great time while I was there.
There. That's the part. It's an experience.
Okay, yes. Yes. If he wants to go for the experience, yes.
Yeah.
But...
Or for the profession.
For sure. But if he doesn't want to go, it's totally fine.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to... Here's my thing. If he has a plan
mm-hmm.
to start a business,
mm-hmm.
to start a career in something else, do a trade.
Right.
Do
he can't just say,
specific.
I don't want to go to college, but not have any other plan.
I want to go to college. I'm just going to hang out here at the house.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to play video games and stream them, but you can make money doing that. So
I think what I was trying to say is if I could go back in time and start my blog sooner, I would have.
I get that. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then maybe, or maybe not, you go down the degree track depending on how things are going.
I wish I would have started it in college while I was getting my degree.
Sure, because you did it right after.
Yes.
See, I'm glad that I went to school. I didn't have a normal college experience, though, so I can't really say it was for the experience, but it definitely helped me meet people and get into some really cool jobs and be able to financially support us while you were able to take a leap.
For sure. Everything that we did every step of the way, in my mind, looking back, was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Just seeing how he takes it and Jagger takes it and like what direction they go in is going to be really exciting to see. And I'm excited for it and just to see how those traits come through.
Yeah,
and Jaggies are still kind of developing, obviously, but I think he's going to have some strong things still.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see who they are as people.
And then like using those strengths, but understanding that each strength has a weakness on the other side.
For sure.
So like he's going to be really upfront and you got to understand how that comes off. And helping learn those things.
And I think as parents, it's our job to teach him how to interact socially.
Yeah.
How to be self-aware, read the self-aware. Room.
Self-aware. Yeah, and I think we're both pretty dang self-aware almost.
Very.
I'm almost too self-aware sometimes. Both of us, where you start to think like...
Oh, wow, did they take this that way?
Thinking too much about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're both very self-aware, but it is our job to teach him to be... Not even to be like socially accepted, but to be able to interact in social settings.
Yeah, just to be able to interact. You don't have to be the same as everybody else. You don't have to be a yes man, but you got to be able to
read the room,
and say things at the right time and understand when something needs to be said or doesn't. So that's, it's all going to be fun. And like, again, this time is hard. It's very difficult. It's one of the most selfless things you can do. And you don't know till you do it, but like, it's going to be so fun going forward. There's going to be so many fun memories and things that come up.
So are you done at two kids?
Yes. 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 Two is perfect. I got my two boys. There's a part of me that's, and I'll ask you, but there's a part of me that's a little bit sad that we don't have a baby girl. But like at the same time, I wanted a boy the first time. I wanted a boy the second time. I've never like wanted a girl over a boy because I just, there's so much more to worry about.
For sure.
And things that I really don't want to have to face going as a parent. But I mean, you tell me, what do you think? Like, how do you feel about knowing that you could be done, that you are done?
I have two mixed emotions. When crap hits the fan in this house and I am about to lose it, I'm done. No more kids. Like, yeah. I'm done. Period. Can't do this again. And then in the middle of the night when I'm holding Jagger and I'm looking at his face and I'm memorizing every single feature and burning it into my brain so I never forget what this baby looks like. Which is impossible because I forget what Xander looked like as a baby until I look back at photos. And I sit there and I literally cry because I love this child. I love my kids so much that I'm like, am I done? Is there another baby that is meant for us to bring to this earth? Is there another baby waiting to be ours?
It's a hard question.
It's hard.
It's like something you got to pray about.
Seriously.
But I think that we were sent two, not challenging, two strong-willed boys that everybody's got a limit, you know? You've got a limit. And do I think if we were to accidentally get pregnant, like, could we raise that limit? Probably. But is it just taking more years off your life, maybe?
Well, here's what I have heard from people, and everyone has a different experience, but what I've heard, everyone so far has told me that three is the hardest number, and that either stop at two or have four.
Four seems like a lot of kids.
Well, everyone has said like there's no difference between three to four, except it's easier because typically
one and two are together and three and four.
Yes. They're closer. And with three, what typically happens is there's always one that's kind of left out.
Sure. Especially if it's a baby girl.
Yes.
Like if we had a girl, that little girl, that's how my family was, two boys, one girl. Yes. One girl was 5 years after the boys.
And what my thought process is I get a little sad that I'm not going to do prom makeup and I'm not going to have someone, like me and my mom are so close. I'm 29, about to be 29, and she's 49, and we're so close, you know? We talk every single day about everything. And that makes me sad because I know my boys aren't going to be like that with me.
Be like that with me?
Yeah, but...
But yes, I understand.
What boy talks to their mom five times a day?
I don't think any boy talks to their mom five times
a day. See what I'm saying? Like, I talk to my mom all day.
Yeah.
It's just different. And if they do, that's amazing, but...
I'm sure this out there, but it's not super common.
Right.
Not like a girl and her mom.
Yes. So that does make me a little bit sad because I won't have that relationship. But I do have my niece.
Yeah.
That I'll always be close to.
Two is a good number. It's even. It's, you know.
Also, someone put it another way. They said that whenever you have just two, you get to enjoy every phase of their life. Whereas when you have a third, you start having to sacrifice some of your time and missing some things with all of the kids.
Sure.
Because you have so-and-so's rehearsal, so-and-so's soccer game. Yep. So you're having to miss this.
Split.
When you have two, you can pretty much make it to everything with both kids.
Yeah. Or at least one of, like, yeah, you're right. One of you can, both of you probably can. Two is still like one-on-one, obviously, and then three, like they say, is going to zone, like everybody talks about. But I just don't know. Like, yeah, ideally, does it sound good to have three kids?
Sounds great. Sounds fun. It even
sounds fun to have four kids that are all like eight and older.
It's but, just right now.
Ooh, that first stretch from newborn
to 6 months.
Honestly, to two.
To two, yeah.
Newborn to two is just like fun but hard.
Yeah. But the good thing is that we know right now is the hard.
Yes.
And that it just continues to get easier.
Know, but we know three is hard. So it's like Jagger's going to be three in 3 years.
I know.
3 years.
I know.
So we get to continue to experience this for 3 years.
But how fun was two?
Yeah, it was.
Two was freaking fun.
And it'll be different with two boys, one being, what, five?
Five, yeah.
One being two.
They'll play with each other.
Yeah, they'll play. Mm-hmm. And it's a good gap. But like if we were to have a third, it's like how big of a gap do we wait?
So if I were recommending a gap, I've never had the 18 months apart or like two under two, but I absolutely would not. Like
no,
you wouldn't. If I were to recommend the gap, I would actually even do a little bit older. Like if we would have gotten pregnant with Jagger when Z was four, I think that would be better for us, not for them. Selfishly, yeah, for it would have been better for us.
18 months would be best for them.
For them, yeah.
Something like that would be good for them, but not...
But that's insanity. Or Irish twins.
Golly. So, yeah. What's that, two in a year?
No, Irish twins is basically like 9 months apart.
Not two in a year, but you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
One before the other one's one.
Yes.
That would be freaking crazy.
Right, but then when they're older, it's fun.
Yeah, see, but that's like they're in diapers at the same time. There's mm-hmm. a good chance when the other one's starting to get potty trained, mm-hmm. that one's old enough to at least start to pay attention and get potty trained. That's not that bad. You just knock it all out.
Yeah.
But for whenever you do like a 4 year gap, it's starting over.
You forget how like
yeah.
things were so hard.
We love our kids. We're very thankful for them. Like this is... It's just, it's nice to be able to just talk about this. But no, I think we're done. Yeah, that's what I think we're done.
Yeah, for sure. If this is like coming across negatively, it's definitely not us being negative. It's if you are in this, if you have a toddler and you have a 2-month-old, you are absolutely in the depths right now.
Oh, yeah. Like,
there's no doubt about it. You are. You are in hard days.
You feel it.
It's hard.
Like,
but we're doing it.
Yeah, and it might be a little negative because, like...
You're allowed to feel those feelings.
Yeah, you can definitely feel overwhelmed. We feel overwhelmed every single day. Overstimulated,
day.
Mm-hmm. overwhelmed. Just, that's part of it. And we know that it's a short-term thing. We love our kids dearly and
so
wouldn't trade
much.
Anything for this scenario that we're in. But it's freaking hard.
And I also think that the reason we get so overwhelmed and so overstimulated and all these things is because we love them so much that we're always stressed, like, are we, at least I am always, am I doing enough? Am I present enough? Am I balancing work and really having intentional time with my kids enough? And it eats at me.
No, I understand what you're saying. And it's like there's a balance there
mm-hmm.
to try to get to, but it balance changes day to day.
Like last night, did I not come to you basically in tears? And I was like, I am drowning.
Yeah.
I am not okay right now.
And that's more common than, I don't want to say more common than not, but it's common.
With me or with everyone?
With us.
Yes.
But I mean, I imagine other people in this situation is pretty similar.
Yeah. Because I mean, we literally snap at each other like 15 times a day.
And it puts a strain on your marriage.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I'm sure people that have kids know that, but it's... I say this sometimes, and it's a joke partially, but it's like also sometimes I feel that way. I'm like, what could we have possibly argued about before we had kids?
Chandler says that all the time.
What kind of problems could we possibly have had? Because obviously we didn't have anything like super serious, like some people deal with infidelity and stuff like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm like, what on a day-to-day basis could we have possibly argued about?
I'm trying to think of our arguments before we had kids, and I'm seriously...
You got nothing to argue about.
I cannot remember for the life of me what they were about.
If you are listening to this and you don't have kids and you're married, just take advantage of that time.
Seriously, what are you fighting about?
You got nothing to worry about. Like, Don't fight with each other. If somebody, like, have the conversation. If it's about, like, doing the dishes or something, just say, well, we could be fighting about doing the dishes and have two kids to wrangle at the same time. So just, like, do it.
Just do the damn dishes.
Go ahead and get prepared now because it just gets harder.
Hush up. It does get harder.
Don't lie, though. It gets harder.
Yeah, I mean, I can't lie and be like, yeah, it's the easy peasy lemon squeezy. Granted, some people that have girls...
Yeah,
they live in that. Not everyone, because some people do have some wild child girls too.
But I still think there's no scenario where it's easier with kids than without.
No,
it's always harder.
Yeah,
so you just gotta be prepared for that.
Yeah,
we love them. I can't keep stressing that enough.
We love them. You don't have to reassure everyone. No, literally, you can look and see how much we love our kids. There's no doubt about it.
It gets harder, but it's worth it, and you're better off for it because you grow as a person. It does test your marriage, but we know out of the first, like getting Xander out of his infant years, mm-hmm. we were stronger after. We know it'll be the same with Jagger. It might just take a little bit longer because we got two of them, though. Anything else?
Let me think.
First podcast in a while, but I feel like we
just traveled. Yeah, we just traveled with the boys, and we went to Dallas. We took a flight, and you know those. I'll always see them on reels where they're like, "Travel with your kids."
Just grab that cup for me. Grab that Zevia.
No matter what, travel with your kids. Yeah. It's worth it.
It's worth it. It all the memories.
Travel, do it.
Travel, no.
I'm here to tell you, don't do it.
It's not worth it.
It's worth it to be together if you have to travel, because it was one of those instances of I could have gone alone and it would have been very, very easy.
Oh my gosh, it would have been so easy.
I could have brought the whole family and us all been together because I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave the boys.
Oh, we brought the whole family. Mm-hmm. We were all together. It was
amazing.
No, it wasn't.
And chaotic.
It wasn't amazing.
But it was amazing that we were together.
It was amazing that we were together, and I appreciated being able to be together. The emotional drain I felt from the first travel day.
Like to know it better be covering our therapy bill.
From the first travel day, was it two flights? No. Or was it, no, it was nonstop. It wasn't even nonstop. It felt like five flights.
It was nonstop.
It was nonstop, but it felt like five flights.
Oh, for sure.
Is what I'm saying. And that alone at the end of that day, I lay down in the bed, mm-hmm. and I think I even said to you, I was like, I just don't want anybody to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Xander was still awake. I was mm-hmm. like, nobody talk to me. I'm just going to turn around and close my eyes.
Well, that was a hard travel day just because the freaking rental car place.
I was in line for 40 minutes for the rental car, and then I left the bag in the airport.
The pack and play. The freaking
thing. Well, he's got to sleep on. And it was myself, Tanner's mom, and Z and Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Getting luggage for how many people? For like five people out of the airport mm-hmm. onto a shuttle
mm-hmm.
into the facility yep. to then wait 45 minutes for a car.
Yep.
And then downtown Dallas is crazy.
Crazy.
I probably sound so negative.
It's okay. This is a diary, guys. This is an online diary. And you know what? So many freaking people relate.
Yeah, I hope you guys are with us because
this is not negativity. This is just legit. This is facts.
This was how it went.
Yeah.
And for anybody thinking that like we're being negative, come with us on the next trip. I invite you. I'll pay for your plane ticket.
But it's funny because in the moment, we just laugh.
Yeah.
When things go wrong, it's not like we're getting so mad and like mm-hmm. angry and throwing stuff. Like we literally laugh because if you don't laugh.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
What else? You're going to cry.
Yep.
Something right. happens and we just look at each other and our motto, what do we say every time? We say it 50 times a day.
Tell God your plans.
Want to make him laugh? Just go ahead and tell him.
And that's not the saying that most people use that for. What is the original saying?
That is, tell God your plans.
If you want to make him laugh, tell God your plans. I always just say, tell God your plans.
Every time.
Because they're going to go awry.
Chandler said, what did you say the other day? You were like, you better not even say it out loud. Just don't even speak it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you speak it, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Whisper it. If you whisper it, something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But that's life, man.
That's life, plug. Man. All right, well, I think that's enough.
That's enough. Yeah, I've been bitching for a while now. So thanks for listening.
We got that out of our system. Okay, that's and done.
It's like we're having some of these conversations for the first time. So it's that's why it's we're kinda nice. Just kind of going.
Other than that, I think we got to go because Jagger is sick. So we need to.
Yeah. Well, he's, yeah, he is sick. So we're going to go take care of him. I actually have to go run to the rental car real quick. So that'll be fun.
Which kid you taking?
Neither.
Oh.
Neither.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. Any other updates just before we let him go? Are we trying to do this on a weekly basis or is this just...
Listen, I'm not even committing to anything. So whenever when it comes, can. It comes.
Yeah, whenever we can get it up. New podcast every once in a while.
We'll get it up. That's what she said. shameless plug, we did launch a new fitness program. It is called Train with Tanner.
I'm usually dropping the fitness plugs.
I know. And it's basically it is my exact training and nutrition every month. So it's a subscription plan. It's $29.99 a month, which is just a couple cups of coffee from Starbucks.
Couple cups of coffee. Couple cups.
So we'll leave the link in the description so you guys can sign up if you're interested.
Yep, we do a discounted if you want to do 6 months or a year. You get a month off for 6 months, 2 months off for a year. But it comes with, we actually did videos. So we filmed the home workout videos for October. So if you sign up in October, you actually get September and October workouts. And then technically you won't be billed for 30 days. And so you would really get September, October, and November workouts.
Baby.
So,
Mr. Analytical.
I mean, technically 3 months of workouts for 1 month.
Two things funny to say that we didn't say. Tell them the other day whenever someone called me and they said, Buenos dias.
Yeah, what was the story?
Remember, we were sitting at the table and I was like, oh my gosh, who is calling me right now? Because we were in the middle of something.
Uh-huh.
And I answered the phone and they said, Buenos dias, but I didn't hear them. And I said, excuse me? And they said, Buenos dias.
Yeah.
And I said, wait, what did I say?
I think I told you they're speaking Spanish.
They're speaking Spanish. And I said, oh, no hablo español. She said, okay, and hung up.
I think it's no habla español.
What did I say?
No hablo. You did the, I think it's feminine versus masculine, but I don't know how any of us.
Well, I don't speak graduated. Spanish, and that's what I was telling her.
I don't know how any of us graduated or passed Spanish in high school.
But anyway, Chandler was like, why did you tell her that? And I was like, because I don't speak Spanish. And she said, Buenos dias.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
And then the other funny thing is we were at the hotel, and TMI, but I started my feminine cycle for the first time in a year since, you know, being pregnant and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, we were leaving for the airport. And I was like, Chandler, I just started. I don't have anything with me. And I say, can you call down to the front desk and ask?
Yeah, me.
And Chandler said, if it's a woman that answers, you're asking. And if it's a man, I'm asking. And I said, okay. And
of course it was a man.
I said, Chandler, just ask, are there any feminine products?
No, I came up with that term. This is what Chandler said. You told me to ask if there were tampons.
No, you said feminine products.
I said feminine products. Chandler, you said tampons.
When he calls down, Chandler said, hi.
I said, sir, you got anything for a nosebleed? He said, no, I didn't really.
Hi, sir, do you guys have any feminine products? My wife needs a tampon. And I'm like, why didn't you just leave it at feminine products?
Did I say that? Yes. And then he called me back.
And said no.
Sir, we were on the same page. We both knew it was weird to talk about. And he was like, sir, we don't have any feminine products. Our housekeeping staff isn't here yet.
But what? Like, do you guys have any feminine products? My wife needs a tampon.
I mean, why else would I need them? I wanted to make sure he knew it wasn't for me.
True.
Sir, do you have any feminine products? I just like to keep a stash, just in case.
All right, things are getting weird. On that note. We'll talk to you guys hopefully
next
week.
We'll be out of here. Like, subscribe, share. I don't even know what our podcast is on anymore. I think it's on all the podcast platforms. So enjoy it there.
We hope you loved it. And if you didn't.
That's life, man.
See ya. That's life.